built-in in the bedroom to hang your clothes in.
A closet.
Have you ever seen something, a big piece of furniture that they used to use, and it didn't have drawers in it, but it, you know, when they didn't have closets in their house, they didn't used to, and it would be something to hang clothes in. A wardrobe, have you ever heard of
it? Yeah, a wardrobe.
Yeah.
We had one.
Oh, did you? Did you hang clothes in?
Mm-hmm. It had space for clothes.
Mm-hmm.
One side was for clothes with a mirror on the outside of the door, and the other side was drawers.
Yeah. Oh, and it had drawers on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Some of them do, I guess. You know, up at the top of the house.
The attic?
Yes. You're so quick, I don't even have to finish the questions. Do you know what you call a little room off from the kitchen where you might store extra canned goods, extra dishes, stuff like
that? Storage room? Do you consider a parlor?
Oh.
Storage room.
Whatever you'd call it.
Storage room.
You'd call it a storage room. How about, that would be, would a storage room be where you could store just about anything?
Anything.
Anything at all? If you ever heard of a piece of furniture that people used to have in the kitchen a long time ago called a safe? It didn't really like a safe that we call today, but it was something they put dishes in. Have you ever heard that? Any old people say that? Okay, what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Trash.
Okay.
That's what I call it.
Okay. Now, speaking about the daily housework, you'd say that in order to get a house ready for company, you've got to do what?
Clean it up.
What do you call a thing that you sweep with?
A broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, you'd say the broom is where compared to the door?
Behind the door.
If you were talking about having to get your clothes clean, you'd say to get them clean, you've got to do the
laundry. Got to wash them.
Right. And then to get the wrinkles out, you've got to
iron them.
Now, if you were talking about a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, you'd say you had to go up the
stairs or take the elevator.
Right. Okay. Now, if you were talking about, a house that had a kind of a platform on the front that you might have chairs and things sitting on it, what would you call that sort of a platform? Platforms, not that I had. A lot of people have them on their house. Sometimes they'll be screened in and sometimes not. It could be on the front of the house or the back of the house.
I call it porch.
Sure, porch. And to get from, to get from the ground up to the porch, you'd have to walk up the
steps,
yeah. Stairs where they're inside and steps where they're outside. If it was a porch, if it was at the back of the house, what would you call it?
A porch, a back porch.
You'd call it a back porch. Mm-hmm. Okay. If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell somebody to go and
close the door.
Do you know what you call, like on a frame, like a wooden house, the boards on the outside, the kind of overlapping
beam?
Well, that go down the side of the house. Like weatherboarding, or have you ever heard of siding?
Siding, yeah.
Yeah.
Not weatherboard.
Okay, you've heard of siding. Okay. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
I know what you're talking about. It's not rain shoes. It's like pipes, mm-hmm. Little pipes that run it down the
ground. You might call it gutter?
Yeah. But I think it's another name for it.
Let's see. Spouting? Which name do any of those sound familiar?
Gutters, yeah, gutters. Gutters are really what it is.